The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Sir, the Lord will bless you more in Jesus' name. Without wasting much of our time, I'm going to be speaking on wisdom for relationship and marriage. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's no how a man can wholeheartedly. Pastor has laid the foundation of hallelujah, of shouts of hallelujah yesterday. Praise the Lord. That shouts of, you know, it's praising God. Praising God like never before. There's no how a man can willingly give thanks to God if his relationship or his marriage is not on point. I tell you, the way it is now, the devil has a way of he tampers with a lot of marriages. And once a man's marriage is tampered with, that man may not be himself unless God comes to that man's rescue. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tonight I'm going to be giving us just brief word, and I pray that somebody in this meeting will not go back the same in the name of Jesus. God is the one who originated marriage, not man. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. God is the originator of marriage, not man. Genesis 2 verse 18 says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. Somebody say I. That's God. I will make him what? And help meet for him." That means marriage was not uttered by man. Adam did not look at himself and desire to get married. No. God looked at him and said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will do what? Will make him and help meet." It was God that noticed Adam's need for a wife. It was not Adam himself that noticed his need. God noticed the need for Adam to have a partner. That is why I'm telling you tonight that marriage is from God. And anything from God is always good. Marriage is good. And I tell you, I pray for everyone that is married tonight, that your marriage shall be a replica of what the Lord wants it to be in the name of Jesus. Why was marriage ordained, or why was it originated? In that Genesis chapter 2 verse 18 that we read, it says for what? "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him and help me." Why did God originate marriage? For what? To create and help me. That means God, it is not okay for a man to get married and after years of his marriage, he's still the same man that he married. Or he's still the same woman that got married. No, he said, "I will make you an helpmate." What does an helpmate do? Helpmate was helps you move you from where you are to where you should be. Praise the Lord. A helpmate is somebody that has come to fill vacuum. Somebody that has come to add value to your life. Somebody that has come to help you move your life forward. To help you fulfill purpose. Praise the Lord. Tonight, I want us to, as married and as singles, to ensure that we get something tonight. Using the marriage of Adam and Eve that was initially or originally originated, I'm going to be making us to get some wisdom nuggets from the marriage of Adam and Eve. What happened in Adam and Eve? Or why did the marriage of Adam and Eve, why did it fail? I will just use two illustrations for the marriage because of my time, and I'll move to the singles, just two. Why did the marriage of Adam and Eve fail? One, Adam refused to take his place. Eve refused to take her place. Why did I say that? In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the man, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." Verse 2. "And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden." Number 1, in verse 1, the serpent came to meet Eve. The question I ask myself is, where was Adam when the serpent came to meet Eve? And in verse 2, that means Adam was not where God placed him to be. He didn't take his place. That was the beginning of the failure of that marriage. In verse 2, Eve began to give suggestions to the serpent. Excuse me, a submissive wife is not the type that gives suggestions without the consent of her husband. The two of them have not taken their place. Married in the house, or for those of you that will still be married, learn this. For your marriage to work and not fail like that of Adam and Eve, you must learn to take your place as married man. take your place and you take your place. The Bible has made it clear in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22 and in verse 25. Your place is, husbands, love your wife. That's your place. Husbands, love your wife. Or that is part of the place. Wives, submit. In verse 22. Wives, submit. And the thing is, how should husbands love their wives? In verse 25. As Christ loved the church. Excuse me. There is no love. Don't tell me you love me if you can't give to me. Love is given. Love is given. How can you show your wife that you love her? Husband's sign of love is what? Give. Give your money. Irrespective of your salary. If you're married here, let me use an illustration. A woman earns 50,000. That's the wife. And the husband earns 20,000. All right? The woman earns more than the wife, yes. But you know, in the 20,000, if you are a man that knows how to take his place, give your wife from that 20,000 you earn, the house money or upkeep or whatever. A lot of families have different names for that. I have mine. I'm not going to tell you. Praise the Lord. So whatever name you call it, maybe upkeep, maybe house allowance, anything. When you, perhaps in your 20,000, you have given your wife 5,000 for the house allowance. It is expected of you, even though she earns 50,000, give her wifey allowance. Maybe it is 2,000 or 1,000, as God has blessed you at that time. That makes you responsible as a man. Not looking at some men are itching their heads. If it has not been, please start it. Praise the Lord. Yes. You know, when you give to your wife, not give your time, give your money, give yourself. When you love a woman, it is, the Bible didn't say, wife, love your husband. A woman easily loves once the right things are in place. Praise the Lord. Yes, but the problem, praise the Lord. You know, nowadays, we have a lot of irresponsible men nowadays. Yes, but I want to believe none in this. See, to be a man is to take responsibility. That you have agreed to marry, agreed to shoulder the responsibilities. Yes, not everything in trouser is a man. It's the truth. There are some people in trouser, they are not men. They are just grown babies. I don't know how to, let me use the word grown babies. Because if a woman, praise the Lord, if by the time you see a woman, I have seen in my short life, some men waiting for their wives to pay house rent, waiting for their wives to pay school fees, waiting for their wives to pay major bills. Why then did you agree to marry when you cannot shoulder responsibility? Stay in your parents' house when you are ready to grow up, then come and ask for a hand in marriage. Marriage, see, God will ask of that home from the man. God did not question Eve. He went straight to Adam. A man must be able to shoulder his responsibility. It is not about the size of the money. When you are given, when God sees your heart, he blesses you with more. He knows that if more is entrusted in your care, you will take care of this woman. Because of my time, I can't dwell too much on that. And wives, completely submit unto your husband. As how? As your Lord. Hello? Modernization or civilization has taken away a whole lot of women. I am a graduate, yes. I'm an MSc holder, we thank God. PhD, yes. By the time the woman leaves all that, I should be washing, you should be washing. We go to work, I go to work. When we come back, you cook your meal, I cook my meal. Just, there are people like that. Somebody has asked me before, give me in the Bible where it is stated that a woman must do the cooking. I say it is wisdom, woman. Proverbs 14 verse 1, a wise woman builds her home. What does the building inquire? Building, conquering, everything is part of the building. It's part of the building. It's the cooking, the washing, that's the building. Everything. So which one, even if the Bible does not explicitly show it, use wisdom. Praise the Lord. Wives must learn to do what? Submit. Your submission to, the Bible says, as how? As Lord. In our modern day, who is your Lord? Your Lord is like a king. Even with our earthly kings, how do you, irrespective of how a subject may look like, a subject is subject now. If the subject is richer than the king, it doesn't decrease the king, yes or no? If the subject is prettier than the king or more handsome, it doesn't decrease the king. The king has been placed there by authority. And that is what it is, that authority that you must respect. Wives, your submission to your husband makes your marriage, makes your home to work. If you cannot submit to that man, you will have a big time problem. Ladies, don't marry a man you cannot submit to. Don't marry any man you feel that this, don't marry such. If you cannot submit to him, don't. Because it will give you problems in marriage. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Quickly, I said, let the environment in your home be conducive for love to grow. Let the environment in your home be conducive for love to grow. Kings, what do kings love? That's for the women. Kings love respect. A woman can abuse you without saying it with her mouth. Women, all do all you can to submit. Respect that man. Kings love respect. Kadio Pelorio, you know, or Koba Pelayo, Lai Lai, you know, they will just keep eulogizing that king. Celebrate your husband every now and then. He's bringing 2,000 naira home. Celebrate him. When you celebrate, the king in him will keep coming out. And then he might have been battered and shattered outside. But when he comes back home and he feels that he's loved, you have the responsibility as a woman to make your home conducive for your husband. You are complaining your husband is not staying in the house. Make that home more conducive for him. Kings love respect. Kings love good food. Another thing kings love. Kings love good food. Give him a recipe or something that he cannot readily get in a buka. He can readily get eba in a buka. He can readily get amala in a buka. Look for recipes that he cannot readily get in a buka. So that he will keep running back home to come and meet just your delicacy, whereby he cannot get anywhere. So wives, step up. Gone are the days whereby in your meal you have eba amala rice. That's all you prepare. No. Wives, grow up. Praise the Lord. The Lord will give us wisdom in Jesus' name. Kings love pretty women. Yes. Ahasuerus. Yes. Kings love pretty. If you check out in the Bible, when they wanted to get a replacement for Vashti, they said, go and search in the land. That means kings cannot just be seen with anyhow woman. It must be a priest. If you are married to that man already, you are married, you are a wife, your responsibility is to do what? To be his queen, you have to keep in shape. Don't look 60 when you are just 30. Don't look 70 when you are just 40. Keep looking good all the time. Look good, smell nice. Some women armpits, they haven't shaved in a while. And then you are wondering why the man is coming back late. That's one of the reasons. So clean up. The Lord will give us wisdom in Jesus' name. Because of my time. Number two for the married, bond with your spouse. Bond with your spouse. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 12. Genesis chapter 3 verse 12. And the man said, okay, God was asking Adam about something. And see Adam's response. He said, and the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Is Adam not foolish? When God had already given the definition of his wife, when God asked Adam a question, he said, the woman whom thou gavest to me. But look at the definition God gave to Eve. He says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 22, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. When she saw what God had made, he saw what God had made. He said, this is the bone of my bone. What am I trying to say? Adam did not have a bonding with Eve. There was no bonding with Eve. That's why he was able to refer to her as that woman that you gave me, the woman you gave me. If I'm introducing my husband to somebody, I don't need to tell you that man, that the man you gave me. No, this is my sweetheart, my honey pie. I would introduce him well. It simply shows our relationship somehow. Adam did not have a proper bonding with his wife. Adam didn't see Eve as the bone of his bone. You know, there is a place for bonding in marriage. And that place of bonding, look at a history. Abraham had problem in his home with Hagar. Why? Look at Jacob. He had a problem. Leah and what? Rachel. But Isaac was the only one that stayed with one. One of the little secrets of Isaac was in Genesis chapter 26, verse 8. Genesis 26, verse 8 says, Isaac was sporting with his wife. Genesis 26, verse 8, I can't read because of my time. He was sporting. So sport with your wife means to play. Tickle her, do hide and seek. Some people are married to their, once they get married, that's the end. No, play with your spouse. Play, do hide and seek. Don't let romance die the day you just said I do. The romance, that should be the beginning of romance. It should get better. The part of the just is like a shining light. That part of it, the part of the marriage of the just, it's like a shining light. It should get better. I never had a better marriage. I mean, years back. My marriage has been sweeter by the years. That's what I mean. It's been sweeter. You shouldn't have like when we were still cutting, we loved each other. What is happening now? Bond with that man, bond with that woman. And to bond with your spouse is to play together. Some men have zero sense of humor. They cannot laugh. They cannot make anybody laugh. You know, no matter how spiritual you are, excuse me, waking up, there's God ordained marriage. He initiated it. So he wanted you to have fun. Enjoy your marriage. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Hallelujah. To bond with your spouse, you need to... Some people live with their husbands as landlord and tenant. Mr. A, your food is ready. Mrs. A, it's bedtime. That's all. Tenant and landlord, you know, have a change. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Quickly, wisdom nuggets for singles in relationship because of my time. Number one, wisdom nuggets for singles in relationship. Be close to God. Where was Adam when God gave him Eve? When God gave him the bone of his bone, he was in the presence of God. Be close to God. The presence is, you cannot, to access the right person, to get to know, many people have been confused in the place of marriage because they failed to be able to recognize or get the right person to marry. Right person is, when you stay close to God, your sensitivity is increased. You are able to sense a lot. When I met my husband, I didn't need any geo to tell me this is my husband. I knew it. You have to be close to God. When you are close to God, God settles you. If the guy has not come yet, don't be discouraged. Don't let the devil minister to you that it's because you're not fine. No. As long as you have a good relationship with God, God is just preparing that man for you. And he's going to come at the right time. Hallelujah. So be close to God. Be close. Don't marry someone who doesn't love God. Marry someone who loves God. For the singles, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for the love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. No man can express love to you as a lady if he or she doesn't know God. Let your foundation be the love of God. Before considering beauty, before considering his parks, before considering his handsomeness or the car he's driving, consider the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is far better than beauty. Beauty is vain. Charm is deceptive. But the woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. If you want to have an enviable relationship, go for somebody that has the fear of God. Number two, marry your friend. Singles, marry your friend. Marry someone you know. I've heard some people say, excuse me, this guy, we are just too close. We are in the same department. How can I marry somebody like that? Somebody said, we are in the same cell. Another person said, we are in the same workplace. We are working in the same place. So, he's the supervisor. I am his colleague. Marry your friend. Who should you marry? You can't marry a stranger. Marry your friend. Marry your friend. Some people, you know, we are too close. We are too close to be husband and wife. Most times, the person you will marry is just around your circle. It's most times around your circle. Praise the Lord. Marry someone you understand very well. Marry somebody you understand very well. Because marriage is about friendship. If you sit down with a guy or a lady and there is nothing to talk about, just run. Because we must have something to talk about. Because that is why some people involve themselves in illicit relationships. Because there is nothing to say And then the only thing they get to do is have, play with them, have sex and come out. And then that's love. That's not love. That's the biggest loss from the pit of hell. Real love is getting to be interested in her. I can be with my husband even before we got married. Hours. I wouldn't know that the time has gone. We enjoy each other's company. He makes me laugh. I make him laugh. Yes, you know, pastor may be he's the serious type outside, but when he gets home, oh, you need to see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Marry your friend. Marry your friend. You know. Hallelujah. You must be able to know that guy or know that lady. Look, there's a man called Jacob in the Bible. I asked myself, what was wrong with Jacob? Jacob may not have had issues in his marriage if he knew Rachel or Rachel very well. He slept with someone all night. And he did not know. When you use years to pay for a woman, in that many years you used to pay for the woman, shouldn't you have studied her well, understand her, know her? The Bible said he slept all night. He didn't know he was in the wrong woman. Can't you recognize her smell? Can't you recognize her figure? When you touch, this shape is not the shape of... I'm not saying he hasn't been touching before. But at least have an idea so that you don't get me wrong. Praise the Lord. Perceive the smell. There are some people that if they have not showed up, once they pass, you know that somebody is around. Because you can perceive the smell. For me, if I do laundry for my husband and it's well laundered and you mix up a whole lot of clothes, I will pick it out via smell. I know this. I will pick it out. This is yours. This is not yours. This is yours. This is not yours. Because the number of years that Jacob had spent, I was wondering, we couldn't recognize her. Brethren, know yours. Understand that woman. Understand that lady that you want to marry. Assess his relationship. What should you understand about her? Assess his relationship with God. Assess her relationship
with... I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.